Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Mahirap mapansin functioning depression. Ngunit ayon sa psychotherapist na si Mana Maniego, hindi na kailangang tuunan ng pansin ang mental disorder. For some people, pag sinabi nilang depressed sila, it's pretty obvious. Parang they can't really get out of bed, di sila makakain,
exactly.
Ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to itong tinatawag na high-functioning depression. What is it exactly?
It's actually, if you look into the mental health disorder or the signs of it, it's actually similar to the major depressive disorder. So when I say that, it's like, you know, it's like they, even if they're on the outside, they're highly successful, they're motivated, they've got everything looking good on the outside. Those symptoms that someone who is said to be depressed, like, you know, those people who can't get out of bed, they're still feeling the same thing. So what I was saying is they also have low self-worth. They also have, like, you know, low moods. There are different days and bad days from before them. So sometimes good days for them is like, you know, they're functioning, they're on top of their world. But on the low days or bad days, when we say it, they're still feeling of hopelessness, difficulty of getting out of bed, fatigue. Usually they're always feeling tired all the time, and they ended up just like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, you know, lie down, but really they really are not feeling good in the inside. You can also see some changes in their sleeping patterns. So with high functioning depressives, they usually since they can't sleep at night, they tend to just browse on, like, you know, social media. So you can see people, like, you know, looking like they're active on social media for 24 hours. Yeah. So changes in sleeping patterns, change in appetite as well. So if you talk about signs, it's almost the same, but people with high functioning depression, they can mask it. And usually with those people now with the high functioning depression, you can see the signs. Actually, the signs can be like, you know, they're being tough on themselves, so they always want to be perfect. So it's like, because they're trying to compensate their feeling of low esteem, like low self-esteem. So what happens is they're being tough, making sure that they're, like, you know, always 120%.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think a lot of people who have high functioning depression, it's because they have responsibilities na they have to attend to.
Yes.
So they kind of push that aside.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So because of their responsibilities and, like, you know, the expectations that they get from other people, they tend to show up upfront that they're okay. That's a good thing as well that you mentioned that, Nikki, because, like, you know, part of my work here, or like a pro bono type of work that I do here in Sydney, is I see international students, right? So, you know, the Filipino international students, because some of them, they come here because, of course, they want to study here and get, like, you know, in some ways it can be their pathway to permanent residency and have a better life here in Australia. And some of them really, they came from, like, places in the Philippines where they have to sell everything just to afford the tuition fees that they have to pay here in Sydney. So what happens is the huge expectation of the people from the Philippines for the students to, like, you know, to be successful, to gain, like, you know, employment straight away, or to get that diploma so that they'll be able to stay here permanently, it becomes really big on the burden for the international students, because first, they don't want to disappoint their parents. And, you know, as in our culture, we always have to meet our parents' expectations. So that's becoming really big on them. And sometimes they don't want to say anything because if they say anything to their parents or to their loved ones back home or to anyone, they are afraid that they can be seen as weak and they don't have it, or like, you know, they don't want to be seen as someone who can't do it. So they just suffer in silence. On top of that, because they're some of the international students, they come here to Australia by themselves. So in the Philippines, they have their support network, they have friends, they have their families with them to support them with what they're trying to achieve or trying to do. But it's like, you know, the goldfish, they put that goldfish in a different bowl. And in that bowl, there's no one there. So no family here in Sydney, no support network. All you have is, like, you know, those people that you've met just now. And, of course, you can't just start a relationship like that straight away. So those feelings all bundled up, the expectations, big expectations, the loneliness, the struggle of, like, you know, making sure that they're okay but they're not okay, that actually adds up to what they're feeling.
Aside from itong mga typical na international students who don't have anyone here, ano pa yung ibang high-risk groups for high-functioning depression?
Moms. Reason being is because similar to what we've talked about high-functioning depression, mothers, they have to make sure that they like, you know, they're strong for their kids and for their family. They're usually the ones who wear all the different hats, right? So some moms, they usually just mask their anxiety because they don't want their kids to be to see them as, like, you know, someone weak, and their husbands as well. They don't want their husband to see them as weak. So what they tend to do is they overcompensate. So when they become really more critical of themselves, so even if they've done a lot of things for their family, they've done a lot of things with their kids, they're taking all the boxes that what a good mom should have, a good mom should do, they still think that it's not good enough.
In relation to our own Filipino culture, mm-hmm. kasi aside from yung pressure na nilalagay mo sa sarili mo sa pagiging ina, kasama rin dun yung mga sinasabi ng ibang tao about you being a mother.
Exactly. That's right. So we still, like, you know, in our culture, alam mo na that kailangan ganito yun kasi the other people will think na I'm not a good mom. It's like always what other people think.
How do you think we as Filipinos in particular, how can we deal with high-functioning depression if it's not really talked about, kung maraming mm-hmm. criticisms within the community? Paano natin mapapabuti ang pag-aaruga sa mga taong merong high-functioning depression?
Okay, so I think ang dapat natin gawin is to make sure that we learn to accept our strengths and weaknesses. So what yung mga strengths natin, kailangan natin alamin na, yes, this is my strengths, and also these are my weaknesses. And we have to accept that we have limitations as well. And it's okay to have limitations. Okay, so we have to accept that. Second is we have to have boundaries. So it's okay to say no. Kasi tayo as Filipinos, di ba, we tend to say yes all the time because we don't want to hurt other people to the point na tayo is parang nagiging too much na po for us, but we still have to attend to someone else's needs. So always have to have boundaries. It's okay to say no. Okay. Also, one of the things as well is we have to understand na every one of us has the ability na mag-seek ng help. Seeking help is not a sign of weakness. Pag you think na parang nalulunod ka na sa all the emotions that you have inside, kung na-feel mo na parang yung, alam mo yung paghimbawa, punong-puno ka na and you just want to sumigaw and sabihin mo lahat ng feelings mo, you can always seek help. We have therapists, we have a mental health practitioners available to help you. Okay, because sometimes, ano tayo eh, we know what to do, but if we hear it from someone else, parang dun ka mag dun mo i-force yung sarili mo to act.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.